few veterinary inspections going on this morning. Matty Smith's just had a quick vet test. He's been passed fit to return. How are you, Matt?
Yeah, I'm all right now. Yeah, somewhere down the wrong way.
Hey, I was asking you about what's your day tomorrow going to be in regards to the build-up, and how nervous will you be not being able to be there in person?
Yeah, it's a completely different feeling altogether. I've got to say I'm a bit more nervous when I'm at the race, especially with him. But, I'll be in Sydney, and I've got a few runners in Sydney, so I'm kind of out of the pressure zone a little bit, so to speak. My team down there will have a bit more pressure on them. But we've had such a good build-up to the race. We're just really happy with the horse. He settled in beautifully the other morning at Moonee Valley when he galloped. He's a horse that doesn't like to stand around much at the track, and he was quite happy there, and he was really comfortable in his surroundings. And yeah, so I think everything's gone to plan for us. We just need a bit of luck in running now.
Well, he has had a brilliant build-up. A lot of wet weather predicted over the next 24 hours, and it appears that won't be a disadvantage for him. Would you be happy to see that rain?
Yeah, look, I don't think the rain, you know, as long as it didn't get in the heavy range, I think the soft track's no worries for him. He's won on those tracks before, so we wouldn't be concerned about it. I mean, he's got to handle the valley. That's the big thing, a wet track. And getting around the valley could pose a few problems for some of these horses that haven't been around there before. So that's a bit unknown if it does cut up and get soft. So that would be hard to know. I mean, just how the horse handles it on the day and can he cope with it, that's the thing. So I suppose that's a big unknown for us if it does get wet. But he's got form on wet track, so just fingers crossed he can handle it.
What's the plan? And how is Luke, by the way? Because he had a bit of a scare at the Geelong Cup meeting. Luke Curry, your jockey.
Yeah, Luke's good. He's fine. I spoke to him yesterday and he's all good. He's bounced off the ground there, and he's all ready to go. So he's quite okay, and he's keen, and yeah, we're looking forward to getting him on tomorrow and seeing how everything goes. But we're delighted to have Luke on. He's a really good, great jockey, and you know, you need someone that's got the experience in these sort of races. And so yeah, we're rapt to have him on, and yeah, just looking forward to getting to the post tomorrow.
He's a horse that can be pretty adaptable in his races. He raced in the box seat in the Maccabi Diva, where he beat Russian Camelot. That form is absolutely brilliant for tomorrow's race. And then he probably was a bit too cold in the Hill Stakes over 2000 when he went back. What's your thought from the wide gate in the Cox Plate?
Yeah, it's interesting. He's become more adaptable through the last two preparations. He's become, you know, you can really put him anywhere, to be fair. You know, whether he has the speed to get across with only a short run to the first turn, I'm not sure. You know, I'll have to chat to Luke about it, you know, whether we think he can get across. And then you've got to play the percentage a little bit and wonder whether that's the best percentage move to get you the best run in the race. You know, you always need a little bit of luck from bad barriers. You've just got to weigh up what's the best option. But I've got to sit down today and have a really good look at the race and just see, have a chat to Luke and make a plan from there. So probably haven't made a real decision on it yet. We probably need to have a chat and just go through the runners individually and work it out today.
He's probably the best miler in Australia. What are your thoughts about a strong 2,000 in the best weight for age race in Australasia?
Yeah, that's unknown. I think that's why, you know, he's the odds he is, because people are unsure about him. Look, I've sort of always felt that 2,000 is be a perfect trip for him. Whether or not, you know, he can do it at weight for age this level, and if the track drops up in a soft track, we don't know. That's a big unknown. But certainly he's always been strong, super strong in his mile races, and that generally gives you an indication. If you can run those strong miles, you know, generally that gives you a good indication that he'll run a good 2,000. You know, those miles at Randwick and the miles at Flemington are almost the ones that are run at a really good tempo are like 2,000-metre races. So, you know, I feel confident he'll run the trip. I've got confidence in the horse, and he's just going so well. I think he'll get his opportunity. But he's in super shape.
Open race, tough competition. Have you got one or two that you think will be hardest to beat?
I just look at the horses, you know, I think they come through the right lead-ups, and the horses that are in form at the moment. You've got the Katie Queen's, certainly, you know, the horse that's picking the box right now. She's sort of peaking at the right time. And of course, Danny O'Brien's horse, you know, the Camelot horse, he's Russian Camelot. He's the other horse that's just been ticking over beautifully through his preparation. getting better with every run, and the race should suit him as well. So for me, they're the two big dangers. Maybe those horses will be back somewhere in there where we are. If we ride him a little bit quieter, we might be back with those horses. So yeah, it's hard to say, isn't it? You know, hopefully, if he runs a strong 2000, you know, we won't be far off him.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. What would it mean for you to win a Cox Plate?
Oh, it's a dream come true. It's a, I don't know, under trainers, you know, Melbourne Cup, Cox Plate, Golden Slipper, those sort of top three. I suppose if you win the Cox Plate, you've probably got the best late for age horse in the country. So it'd be a big deal. It'd be a dream come true. And for a small stable like ours to even have a run in the race, I've never had a nomination in the race before. So, you know, to have a run and for the prep to pan out well, to get there and everything to sort of go to plan. So it's been fantastic. So it's been a great journey for us and the owners. And yeah, so hopefully we'll continue the next couple of runs.
Well, it could be a huge day. Have you got a winner up at home in Sydney?
I've got three in Sydney. Probably depends a bit on the track, but Grey Lion's going super. He's going super. He's in the right race, and Tricky Gal's in a nice race. If we get a little bit of rain, that'll help her a bit. But she's both those horses are going super. They're in good order.
Matt, best of luck tomorrow, mate.
Thank you, Michael. Anytime. Thank you.
Matt Smith, the trainer of Fierce Impact, who he probably is one of the forgotten horses. You're about 30-1 for a horse that beat Russian Camelot two starts ago.